God, I just want to die.
Say that on the air.
The mic's on.
Yeah, should have been for yours.
I just said that on the air. I said that on the air. Yes, that was on the air. God. Oh, my God. Them kids don't even know. They don't even remember. I guaranteed them. They don't even remember.
Ken's Tots. Are you going to go to their class when they're seniors? Guarantee them something else?
No. Never again. Never again. I cannot believe they lost to the Raiders. I can't believe they lost to the Raiders and the quarterback played well. What are you laughing about? What?
Because
what's funny?
In my mind, I just did the edit that I know Owen wants to make, which is, all right, I guarantee it. Tell the kids. And then 9:03 on Monday. I can't believe we lost. I want to die. I can't believe we lost.
I was not that excited when I guaranteed them. I begrudgingly guaranteed the children. I didn't want to guarantee them. And then this kindergarten teacher from the far west side calls in and then puts her kids on the phone, and I had to guarantee the children. I can't not guarantee children. Well, now I can. I can absolutely not guarantee children. See, this is the bad thing here. And it ain't about me. It's about the fans, and it's about the Browns being 1-3. Let me just say this for me personally. Like, when I started doing this, I respect the guys who came before us. Don't get me wrong here, as I put an eraser phrase out there. I just don't want to be cynical and bitter about everything later on. And then over the course of time, you realize they didn't want to be cynical and bitter over everything either. But it happens because you say things and then you're held accountable for them. And at first, when you have faith, that starts to work against you. So when I have faith and I'm happy-go-lucky, those things start to work against me because there's people who've been here longer. They go, oh, no. It ain't going to go that way. And now once I've guaranteed children and failed to fulfill that promise, no matter what I say, no matter what I do, no matter how excited I am, there's a little part of me that's burned out now. Somewhere in the cosmos, the far reaches of my brain, the farthest reaches of my soul, there is something now that is burned out that I will probably never, ever get again. Because once I've let children down, there becomes a part of your soul that goes away forever. And I'll always remember that. So if I get to do this 20 years or 2 more years or 2 more days, that will still be in the back of my head. The time I guaranteed a classroom of children, small children, that the Browns would win because their kindergarten teacher called me up. And while I know I'm not personally responsible for the Browns and their miserable failings yesterday and giving up 157 yards on the ground and Amari Cooper not being able to catch and Deshaun Watson not getting any blocking and DeJuan Jones playing a Cirque du Soleil over at right tackle, I know I'm not personally responsible for any of that, but they're not the ones that have to talk to the fans every day. And that's where I'll leave it with myself. Because I do have to say something here, Tone, and I think you agree with me. Do people want to hear? We've had several callers and several tweeters give us some pushback. So I want to know from people, do you want to hear the truth, or do you just want to hear your truth? There's a difference. There is a difference. We have alternative facts on everything. Do you want to hear the truth about how the quarterback played, or do you want to hear your truth of how the quarterback played? Because I can do it one way or the other. I'm serious. I want to know from the fans. I know the other show does Therapy Monday. So it's a Monday where we lick our wounds. Do they want me to say the truth, which is he wasn't the reason you lost the game. He played well. He wasn't Superman, but he played very well. Or do they want to hear their truth, which seems to be so many people, and what they want to say and what they want to hear is that, hey, you lost the football game. His yards per weren't that great. You're playing against the suck-ass Raiders, and you ended up losing the football game anyway, so I don't want to hear it. And he ain't worth the money. Oh, I mean, we could do either or.
Well, it's been the cumulative effect of how he's played here and how bad he's been. Okay.
His legend precedes him.
Yeah, I think that's what's seeping into the conversation today, because I think even, you know, the guys doing the game yesterday, the unbiased observers, you know, Ross Tucker, who else was on the call yesterday?
Jay Feely and Beth Mowins.
Yeah, they said he was playing good to fine, to better than good. I mean, was he transcendent? No, obviously not. They lost the game, and they had opportunities to win it. And on fourth quarter, he had an opportunity to make the play of the game to bring them from behind, and he couldn't do it. He didn't even let it rip. I will say I saw a more confident Deshaun Watson yesterday. I saw an accurate Deshaun Watson yesterday, and I did see a Watson that had, you know, another touchdown and like 100 more yards taken off the board because of a drop and a massive ticky-tack penalty. So I do think that's the best he's played from start to finish as a Browns quarterback. He's had great halves. He's had great stretches. From first quarter to the end of the game, I think that's the best I've seen him. And, you know, if that to you is still not good enough, I understand it. They lost a game to a terrible team without their best players. I get it. I'm not happy about it either. I also don't think the season is over 5 weeks in, 4 weeks in. I think a lot of fans do. I'll debate. I have the rest of the week to debate fans on that. But I'm going to lose that argument today because they're 1-3 against probably the easiest schedule in the NFL. I get that.
216-474-0092. Let me get to the phones here. Mike in Streetsboro. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Kenny.
Hi.
Yeah, the season's over. You might as well forget it. It's over, dude.
Does it matter that they're getting...
Do you have anything else other than telling me the season is over,
Does it matter that they're getting Chubb, Njoku back, and Watson seems to be getting better?
I don't know, man. I just think that we're not getting our money's worth out of this quarterback. And, I mean, you're 1-3. How are you going to dig yourself out of that hole?
Can we at least get an Olive Garden in Streetsboro?
Well, that would be great. I agree with you in that.
Thank you. At least we got that going for us, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. Mike's at least one of my brethren on getting an Olive Garden. What? I got to find something to be excited for.
Well, what's interesting is that...
Unlimited salad and breadsticks, that's plenty to get excited about.
The stuff that we have banked on in the past, stuff like the offensive line, can't bank on it anymore. Stefanski being 2-time coach of the year. Didn't seem to matter yesterday when he's sitting there settling for a punt, not even giving your excellent field goal kicker a chance, who had already made a 50-plus yarder, and he was in his range. It's in a dome. It's not like it's hostile territory on the road, and he opted to punt. So they didn't get that chance back. I mean, that's the kind of stuff. The stuff that you, the hallmark, the tackling, and the great defense, you couldn't bank on it yesterday as they got pummeled up the middle.
Michael in Akron. Michael, hello.
Hey, good morning. Ken, I do agree with you that Deshaun didn't have a terrible game yesterday, and he wasn't the reason they lost.
Okay.
But with that said, I think what they lack from Deshaun is a severe lack of leadership. He hasn't shown it. To me, anyway.
Who's that? Who hasn't showed?
Watson. He's saying Watson.
Watson.
Go ahead, Michael.
Just watching the way he handles himself with the other players, what he said in his press conferences, even with his legal issues, he never took accountability, and I think it's showing. And these guys need to take a look at how the Cleveland Guardians do things. And that's how you put a team together, but it has to start with the leadership, and Deshaun don't have it.
So let me tell you this. Going back to yesterday, I was already in not the brightest place because of how well Baker Mayfield was playing and how well Joe Flacco was playing, and I knew that put even more pressure on them to win. But I noticed something where I think the man from ESPN, his name escapes me, the reporter for their website, was saying that the last people to talk before they went in. Now, I don't know if he says anything to them in the locker room or anything like that. But the last ones to talk were Rodney McLeod, veteran, okay. And the other one to get everybody hyped up was Jameis Winston. And so many people will say, and Michael, thank you very much for the call, because I have to examine this a little bit. Tone, go with me and say I'm crazy. The last person they said to talk to everybody was Jameis Winston. And I'm going, what's the backup doing talking to everybody? I mean, you could say what you want to. You can be you can have the right attitude and be a quote unquote team leader. But if you're not going out there on the field, we know damn well there's a difference. You can say whatever you want to on the sidelines, but the guys out there in the field, if Winston were called into service, then there'd be a difference there. But you can only say so much from the sidelines. That's it.
That I will say,
it's better coming
camp,
from him than like me or you.
Since camp is as entertaining as Jameis Winston is, and man, when you're winning games, you laugh about this stuff. But there is something a little off kilter with the backup quarterback being a leader.
Yeah.
It just doesn't really make a lot of sense. And that's not normally how these locker rooms are built.
In the press conference, it's very rarely. We are one of the rare cases. Like, and usually that's just when you don't have much faith in your starter.
Right.
And so usually that leadership has to come from your starter. And if it's fake, they can see right through it. So again, we're giving out game balls and he's got the C on his jersey. But I'm going, well, you're not the one saying anything to them? Okay. And if I find out more about locker rooms and as they come out of the tunnel or whatever, then I'd love to change that opinion and say
well,
I'm wrong.
And I remember,
but I don't know if I can.
And I remember it was a little
as
weird.
Of right now, I can't.
It was a little weird last year when you had a guy come in the way he did in Joe Flacco. And I remember him telling us, I mean, we interviewed him during that run at the end of the year. And Joe Flacco was like, this is not my locker room. But when you're winning games and you're the quarterback, it does kind of become that by default. By the way, as far as accountability, this was Deshaun Watson yesterday after the game.
Just everything. We're not doing enough. You know, it starts with me. If I'm going to be the quarterback of this offense, we all got to be all the way locked in. You know, right now we're not doing enough to get the W. So, you know, you can pin it on me for sure.
And I'll say, thank God, because that's a hell of a lot different from what we heard earlier this week. And then again, what he did with DeJuan Jones, where, yes, there are anger and there's fights and there's always going to be, you're in an emotional moment. I liked what he did with DeJuan Jones going over to him on the bench and saying whatever he was saying in his ear and calming some people down and getting going again. That's what I liked. But, boy, when I was in a bad place, I got to tell you, I was really ready to use that against him, the whole Jameis Winston stuff. Because if he would have went out there and he would have sucked up the room, then I can't even say he was good. And then I certainly couldn't accuse him of being a great leader. So that's something that's going to be a moving target this year. Him being really, really good and the leadership qualities, whether or not he has them or he doesn't. These are things that we have to pay attention to. Because I think the fans are paying attention to it.